what's up, everybody? Welcome into Trail Tidbits of AltQuest.com mini recruiting podcast. I'm Eric Kane alongside Matt Ray. Busy week continues. Obviously, third Saturday in October, Tennessee getting prepped for Alabama. Both teams are 5-1, 2-1 in Southeastern Conference play. And depending on how you view the slates ahead and this evolving time of the 12-team college football playoff, must-win, play-in, you know, this is a big game. Any way you want to spin it, massive game, and it's also a massive game in terms of recruiting. Back home against Florida last week, and Tennessee hosted several prospects, and Tennessee's plan to do that again this weekend for Tennessee and Alabama. So let's start off by talking about some flip candidates. Of course, guys who are in Tennessee's class, Matt Ray, that we're keeping an eye on. Let's start with Shady Hayward, and then we'll get to a couple linebackers that we touch base on every single week, and Christian Gass and Jaden Harmon.
Yeah, I mean, Tennessee got Shady Hayward back to campus this weekend. His entire family in town with him. And I said this last week on Trail Tidbits. Everywhere Shady Hayward goes, he goes with an open mind. He intends to have a good time, and he had a good time on Saturday. He was out there in checkerboard overalls, you know, laughing, smiling, having a big time with his family, spent a lot of time with other commitments. It's really good for Tennessee to get him back to campus. Now, is Georgia going to keep pushing? Yes, they're going to keep pushing, but I like where Tennessee continues to sit for Shady Hayward, especially after this last visit.
So Shady Hayward's in the boat. What about Christian Gass, who I know you caught up with, and he said, hey, man, I'm locked into Tennessee.
Yeah, we'll see if he goes back over to Georgia. That's had seemed definite at some point. Like, he kept continuing to talk to me like, I'm going to go back over there and check things out. Now the tone has changed a little bit, and we'll see how much more it changes after he's back on campus again this weekend. Last weekend it was, I might, we'll see, it's something I'm looking at. Now, obviously the Auburn game last weekend was a prime time for him to get back over there, but he wasn't able to do that, as we discussed on the previous Trail Tidbits, because of some issues in his area that caused his game to be pushed around to Saturday. But I think as it, you know, gets more and more into this process for Christian Gass, and he's seeing more of the football side of things, everything's continuing to line up with Tennessee. The family loves Tennessee. They were back. This was his first SEC experience, and it went really, really well. And again, he'll be back this weekend. And I think, you know, I'm very interested to kind of see where things are coming out of this weekend for him, because I think Tennessee's again in a very good spot there.
Big time weekend coming up for a big time linebacker. It's been a Tennessee-Alabama battle the entire time. He committed to Alabama. Tennessee got him to flip to Tennessee, and of course, the Crimson Tide are not going away. What's the latest on Tennessee's linebacker commit and Jaden Harmon?
Yeah, a big visit for Jaden Harmon coming up here this weekend. Obviously, it was big to get him back to campus unofficially last weekend. He had a good time. You could tell he was relaxed and just enjoyed some time around the coaches. But, you know, I touched on this on Trail Tidbits last week. I touched on the inside scoop with Josh Newberg. It's not so much about the environment and everything like that for Jaden Harmon right now, right? He's seen this. He's been fully immersed in the process for some time now. He's seen all the bright, shiny things. It's the football fit. When he made it into Neyland Stadium, he came in during pregame warmups, and he went straight over to focus on what the linebackers were doing. He's going to get a really in-depth look at that this weekend on his official visit. Huge visit for Tennessee with him because, again, you play your primary competitor for him in Alabama. The Vols flipped him away there back in August, and they're not going to go away. So this is a big weekend for him. He's going to be able to learn a lot more about the football side of things, a lot more about the daily life side of things at Tennessee. And you know, I think Tennessee's continued to do really well here, but make no mistakes about it. Jaden Harmon is priority number one at linebacker for Alabama, and this is one of those recruiting battles that no matter what happens coming out of this weekend, they're going to recruit him all the way to the finish line.
Let's shift gears here and focus on some underclassmen or some 26s and 27s. What can you tell us about offensive tackle Brandon Anderson, who has set a commitment date for the month of December?
Yeah, Brandon Anderson was at Tennessee this weekend, his first game day experience in Neyland. He will be back this upcoming weekend for the Alabama game. So Tennessee has a chance to continue building momentum there. He was pretty clear after the game when I caught up with him that Tennessee has been the leader for him. It's, you know, mainly from the way that they communicate, the way that they treated him, and then a lot of those things lined up during this game day visit. He got a lot of FaceTime with the staff. He saw a lot of the things that they've been telling him. You know, so for Tennessee, you're talking about a guy that had to visit Alabama and Georgia and visited Auburn and Georgia earlier in the year. So he's seen some environments. But when he came out of Neyland Stadium on Saturday night, he was saying that that was the best environment that he had experienced to date. So he will be back again this weekend. Alabama, Georgia, Auburn, all those schools in the mix, all heavily involved with him, and will keep swinging there. But he's a guy that I think right now Tennessee's done a really nice job with and has a chance to build even more momentum, you know, here in the month of October as they're trying to close one out, you know, going into a December decision timeline. But again, this is a guy, I know he's not rated, but this is a guy that is coveted by those programs that I just mentioned. So anything can kind of happen. So I think for Tennessee to get him back to campus on back-to-back weeks is big right now.
Yeah, and you know, if he's coveted by these programs, he's going to be rated here not before too long.
Yeah, not before too long.
Let's stay in the class of 26. Let's stay on the offensive line, but let's shift to the interior. Check out a prospect from Carver's Bay in South Carolina. What's the latest with Zion?
Yeah, so you know, Zion Gillis is a guy that I think was really excited to get to Neyland Stadium. He is at the high school of former Tennessee standout Byron Young. He had heard a lot about Tennessee from Byron Young, about the atmosphere and everything like that. They talk a pretty good bit. So that's, you know, something that Tennessee has working in their favor, just having Byron in his ear. But Saturday night did not disappoint for him. This is a guy that's recruitment has blown up since the summer. I mean, he's picked up Florida State, he's picked up Georgia, he's picked up a handful of offers, you know, really since June and July when he was able to camp and get out on the road and more of his sophomore film made its rounds. Tennessee's done a nice job here early on, and he's a guy that I think is going to be a top target for them along the interior in this cycle. You know, it's not an easy trip down from Hemingway, South Carolina, necessarily for him. A few hours away, but he had a really good time this weekend, is already planning to return at some point. And the Vols are right in the thick of this recruitment that is shaping up to be a national battle for an interior guy that does a lot of things really well.
Shifting back out to offensive tackle, but staying on the offensive line, 26, 305 pounds, 6'7", from Baylor School in Clearwater, Florida. What's the latest to Gabriel Osinda and the Tennessee's pursuit?
Yeah, so Gabriel Osinda has been looking forward to getting to Tennessee since they offered him back in February. You know, I think at the time he was still at Clearwater down in Florida. That school shut down and he transferred to Baylor, which is something that's worked in Tennessee's favor, right? They got him, you know, on campus this weekend. He's already planning to come back for the Alabama game, and he made it very clear, I'm going to be back to Tennessee as much as I can be back to Tennessee. I really like it up here. I really like this staff. I want to continue learning about them. If he's at Clearwater in Florida, you're not getting him up here on back-to-back weekends. Yeah. You know, it's just not happening. So, you know, I think he's one that has Tennessee's attention for sure right now. He's big. He's athletic. He's got a lot of room to grow inside of his game. You just can't coach 6'7", 305 pounds with some of his athletic ability. You know, so it'll be big to get him back. It's early in his recruitment. Auburn, South Carolina, several others involved, Kentucky involved. Alabama and Georgia have opened communication with him more. So as you can see, that's another one that's starting to turn into what will eventually be a heavyweight battle, most likely. But Tennessee's done a nice job here. He's liked everything that he's seen, you know, visited with some teammates this weekend, one being Tennessee commit Joakim Dotson, one being 2027 running back David Gabriel Georges, and then Eric Westmoreland, the coach there at Baylor, former Vol standout, was along with them on the visit. So, you know, some things working in Tennessee's favor in that recruitment just because a guy like Gabriel Osinda transfers to Baylor. You know, we'll see what continues to happen with him. I do think it's early in his process, but I think Tennessee's done a nice job early on.
All right, Matt, let's go to wide receiver now. Still staying in the 26 class from the state of Mississippi, Tristan Keys.
Yeah, really good visit for Tennessee with TK Keys there. You know, a guy that was really excited to get to Neyland Stadium, and when he came out, gave a rave review, just the loudest environment that he had heard. He loved what he saw from the receivers. Obviously, there were some miscues. It wasn't Tennessee's best night throwing the football, but he saw the opportunity for the explosives there. It lined up with what he's been told about. He can see that Tennessee's receiving core is dynamic. He sees, you know, how things line up, what they want to do with big, versatile playmakers on the edge, which is exactly what he is at 6'3", around 170 pounds as a junior in high school. I think it was big for Tennessee to get him to campus this week. He had a bye week. He actually went up into North Carolina and watched Tennessee quarterback commit Faison Brandon play on Friday night before coming back down to Knoxville. He's hit it off with Brandon. Those two are really, you know, tight, and you saw that throughout the visit on Saturday as they were kind of side by side. At any point that you saw one, you saw the other, and they had a lot of really good conversation. And I think that's something that's unique to Tennessee early on in this recruiting process for him, is that the Vols have a signal caller in the class that's elite that he has connected with, and, you know, him having a chance to see Faison play on Friday night, I think, was big for him. Kelsey Pope has done a really nice job in this recruitment early on. And, you know, for Tennessee to get him out here in October was big, because he's already talking about potentially making a decision sometime in the winter months. A lot of these receivers nowadays are pushing things out into the summer and late fall. Not TK Keys. He wants to get a decision locked in. He wants to get in a class, and he wants to be a peer recruiter. We'll see if he makes it back this weekend, Eric. It was something that he hinted at. It's not just a hop, skip, and a jump up here from Mississippi. It's a little bit of a ride, but he certainly is liking Tennessee coming out of this visit, and they're more of a factor in this recruitment now. But it's one of those recruitments that is a national recruitment. You've got, obviously, the state schools are involved with him in Mississippi State and Ole Miss. You've got LSU involved, Alabama involved. You've got a host of schools involved for a guy that is deemed as elite in this 2026 class.
So, huge opportunity to host some of these 26s, some 27s. Maybe we'll touch on a little bit later. Of course, still trying to, you know, hold on to some of these flipped candidates. And you gave some info there on Shady Hayward and Christian Gass, and of course, Jaden Harmon. Now, let's look at some guys who are coming into OV this weekend for Tennessee and Alabama. Let's start on the defensive line with Isaiah Campbell, a guy that has been really popular on the general's quarters the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think Austin Price said it best in the Extra Point on Saturday night. It starts and ends with Isaiah Campbell in a lot of ways this weekend for Tennessee on the official visit front. You're talking about a guy that, you know, you've already got a really good front seven class, and this guy is elite. I mean, this is a guy that when Tennessee got him out here last fall, they knew that they wanted to be, you know, in this recruitment. They knew he was a top priority for them. And despite him committing to Clemson back in December of last year, Tennessee's just never went away. And credit Rodney Garner and Coach Chop, LaVorne Harbin, and, you know, just pushing the right buttons here. And now you're going to get Campbell to campus, and you've got a chance to really set yourself up in a good position, you know, late in this cycle for, you know, a top 35 prospect in the own three rankings. He's a guy that does so many different things, violent with his hands, can rush the passer, can stop the run, can play multiple techniques up front. Really, really nice long wingspan. So he's just really disruptive in the way that he plays football. This is a big visit for Tennessee. I mean, it really is. You're talking about a guy that, again, you've got Charles House, you've got Ethan Utley, you've got Jaden Lofton, you've got Marion Dye. This completes a defensive line class that looks elite if you land a guy like Isaiah Campbell to go along with those four stars that I just mentioned. And I left out Darion Smith, who's a really good football player as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, Darion Smith's going to be back on campus. He was on campus last week, and this week will be for an OV.
Yeah, you know, Darion Smith was on campus last week. Zion Ealy, the five-star edge, was, you know, alongside him, and I think Darion enjoyed you know, just kind of showing him some of the things about Tennessee, and they talked and they had a lot of good conversation, and Ely gave a great review after the visit and could possibly return this week. We'll see if that one happens or not. It's you know, hard to get a 26 from, you know, Baltimore, Maryland back to campus 2 weeks in a row, but it's not impossible. So we'll see if that happens. But Darion Smith will be here on his official visit this week. And, you know, I think, you know, he told Austin Price on Saturday night that he had a great visit and everything went well. And, you know, he's really excited about this OV as he'll continue to learn more and go through the process. And we'll see what happens coming out of this weekend. Does Darion Smith shut things down, or does he still take that visit to Auburn in November? You know, I think that will be, you know, the most intriguing part of his process this weekend, is kind of see where he's at coming out on Sunday.
And then a final one, let's highlight before we call it quits here on this edition of Trail Tidbits. Another linebacker, but trying to, you know, polish off and finish off this class of 2025. Currently a Mississippi State commit, but has plans to be here for an OV, and that is Austin Howard.
Yeah, you know, I think Tennessee continues to want to add at the linebacker position in the 2025 cycle. As you see with the injury of Keenan Peely, they're thin there. They've maintained good dialogue with Austin Howard. You know, he was committed to Vanderbilt at one point, you know, flipped to Mississippi State. He's continued to have good dialogue with Vanderbilt. Ole Miss is involved. You know, I think it wouldn't surprise me if he sees Ole Miss at some point this fall, before making a final decision with kind of where he's at out there in the state. It's pretty easy for him to get down to Oxford. So this is a big visit for Tennessee. You know, with Austin Howard, they've worked to get him to campus, you know, multiple times, and we'll see, you know, if it comes to fruition this weekend. He makes it in as of right now at the time of this recording. That's the plan. That's what he told us. You know, so again, you get him here and you just look to kind of strengthen that linebacker position, you know, and make a move with a guy like that that's coveted by several SEC programs at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hard to see that linebacker is a big time emphasis in this class. You got two that you really like. And of course we talked about them, you know, Georgia and Alabama are continuing to call, but kind of like where you are position wise. And I like the makeups of Harmon and Gass an awful lot. Gass is so versatile, but we continue to talk about some more linebackers. It just feels like you want to continue to make sure that cupboard isn't empty, because, you know, right now in conversation I had on campus the other day, man, like if Jordan Burns was healthy, and I think Jordan Burns is healthy, but he missed so much time in fall camp, he'd be getting a little bit of action right now. Edwin Spillman would be playing right now if healthy. You've got Caleb Perry having to shift to Mike. You've got Jeremiah Tealander now starting. Arian Carter's out there. I mean, you're kind of, you said it best, you're kind of razor thin right there. Not where you were in years past, but in years past, you had an offense scoring 45 points a game to make up for it. You can never have too many. And I think Tennessee, at least from the looks of it, Matt, is kind of taking that approach at linebacker for this class.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Eric, you talked about it, you know, on the rewind, and we talked about it in post game. Tennessee played three linebackers at times on Saturday night. You know, so again, that's a position you have to keep stocking up at in the SEC. I mean, if you look kind of across the, you know, country right now, I think one of the differences for Georgia, you know, defensively, you know, some of their dominance that they've had is they've had erasers in the middle of the defense. And even when one eraser went down, they were able to throw another one in. Well, they're thin right now. You know, there's a depth issue there for Georgia right now in some ways. There's a depth issue at linebacker for several teams across the country. I mean, if Danny Stutzman went down at Oklahoma, you know, what are they doing? So I think that's a position that in the SEC, with the way these teams play these multiple 4-2-5 defenses, you know, you don't always have three linebackers on the field, but the ones that you put out there, you have to be able to rely on. So you've got to have depth at that position and guys that can go make plays inside of your scheme. And I think it's very important for what Tim Banks does.
Yeah, absolutely. It's important for what Tim Banks does. It's important for what a lot of these defenses nowadays. I mean, defense is so package heavy, right? I mean, Tennessee the other night, talking about those three backers, when Florida put those big boys up there, a couple tight ends and all that, I mean, 12 personnel, they went 4-3. When they went back to, you know, 11 personnel, one tight end, one running back, Tennessee went base and, you know, had Boo Carter come back out there. So, you know, in the nickelback. And so you're taking Caleb Perry off or Jalen Smith off. So, you know, you've got to be ready. And just like the 12 personnel for Tennessee offensively, people are saying, why don't they run more of it? They've ran it just about every game. It's just they've used it more in certain aspects, but they've got it. They got this, you know, 4-3. It's wild because 4-3 growing up, man, when we played and we played Madden and NCAA back in the day, 4-3 was your base defense, but now it's a 4-2-5 or, you know, 3-2-6 sometimes. You got to be ready to react and to play and to match up against these offenses. And that's why I think linebacker is so key in this class. Big weekend coming up, Matt Ray. We went over a lot of names here, commits, targets, 27s a little bit, 26s, not many 27s, mostly 26s. Big weekend coming up, and you and All Surprise will have as close to a full visitor list as you can in the War Room later on this week, and plenty of conversations leading up to the weekend, and of course, reacting after the weekend for Tennessee-Alabama, just like this past weekend, Tennessee-Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. It's another massive weekend for Tennessee. We've talked about it for a few weeks now, and you know, you build up to these games, and Tennessee was able to get a lot of guys to campus last week that were expected to be here. And on paper, at least early on, this visitor list could be even better. You know, for the Vols, as they can get targets back at running back, offensive line, linebacker, you know, you're going to have official visitors in town. So this is a very big weekend for Tennessee.
That is Matt Ray. I'm Eric Kane. This is Trail Tidbits. We do it every single Wednesday right here at VolQuest.com. No better time to join us than right now. $1 for 7 days for this big rivalry showcase, this big rivalry game, and then you get 50% off your first year. Again, new subscribers only. Great deal going on right now at VolQuest.com. Appreciate you guys for tuning in here to Trail Tidbits. Stay up to date all week long leading up to Tennessee and Alabama at VolQuest.com.